Are you scared to decorate my tree? She scoffed.
I'm not scared of anything. I just don't do Christmas. At least not the way you do. I have my own traditions and they don't involve glittery leprechaun testicles.
You know what I think? I think you're scared. As a matter of fact, I think you're too chicken shit to hang this bauble. He held it up by the twine loop from that branch. He pointed to an empty pine twig. If you're not, prove me wrong. He leaned forward, smirking. I dare you. Hector Deville leered at Gracie Travers Castellanos over his wine glass with the confidence of a man who owned half of San Francisco's Montgomery Street and let his eyes rest on her cleavage a few seconds longer than good manners permitted. Gracie, she'd inherited the family name from her long-dead mother, Eleonora Grayson Travers Castellanos, was glad the turquoise gown she'd worn for tonight's show was, like all her stage costumes, modestly cut, but she tensed at the devilishly handsome financier's blatant appraisal. "Your Uncle Eustace has set you up for a big fall if you swallow his stories. The Ophir is no great shakes. He just didn't want to admit it." The jockeys were crouched low, putting all their concentration and energy into this last, crucial part of the race.
"And Beach Dancer moving up, and we have Black Diamond and Hideaway neck and neck, and Lady Alma dropping back, and it's Mystery Girl in second place, and Beach Dancer moving right up into first."
The crowd was roaring, and Sid yelled along with the rest. So did Rick beside him. And suddenly, it was over. The commentator was announcing clearly and more slowly the winner. Beach Dancer, by a length, followed by Hideaway in second place, and Mystery Girl in third.